Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we will try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Scott's back.
Ooh. Wait, what's that voice?
Yeah.
Who's
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
that's a blast from the past.
It's been a while. We're glad to have you back. Hey, Scott.
Do we get a moment to think about that? Or
think about what? About him being back?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take a moment?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Okay.
I'm glad.
I'm Brian Drake.
A lot of thinking.
He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Yo, yo.
And then to my right and your left, we have Coach. How's it going, Coach?
Hey.
And
I'm just busting your balls there, Scott. Really glad to have you back.
Well, I'm glad that's all you're doing. I heard the last episode, and you guys talking about balls and stuff, and you're right. I am the rudder. I'm the moral compass.
Well, you know, Scott.
Hey, I can't go on the run too often because you guys start, like, the cat's away and the mice start playing, no, and all of a sudden we're in a gutter.
Well, you need to take that seriously. You're either our moral compass or you're not. And if you're not here, you know. Like you said, cats away.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping at some point it'd kind of rub off on you.
No.
You know, and Scott, you know, he was out, he wasn't exactly on the run. We just used that to cover for the important work that he does. He was out giving a speech to the American Gastrointestinal Association. He's doing important medical work here, right?
Research, actually.
And we have a clip of one of his speeches.
Really?
His keynote address, actually.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. I want to hear that.
So let's... Folks, this is AI, I guarantee it.
No, it's not.
No, come on.
Figure out number one.
Okay, we got to stop talking if we're going to play the clip. Okay.
Well, we weren't done busting balls.
Okay, you bust it. Let me know when we're ready here.
Turn up my headphones so I can hear this.
What was the last thing you said, Scott?
Just a smidge.
Oh, yeah, you said it was what AI?
AI, yeah. You guys, I know you generated something.
Step up.
Yeah, we're good.
So this is a clip of Scott's keynote address to the American Gastrointestinal Association. We're very proud of him for this speech. Here we go.
Put self at risk. When you figure out number one, then you have the ability to do number two.
That was the speech was called A Good Colon is a Happy Colon.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, that didn't sound like AI to me at all.
Oh, we had a great time. It was a total gas.
And he looks very pleased, doesn't he? All right, what do we have today? We got a pretty good women behaving badly this week. It takes us to Florida. Adults are organizing tantrum parties. Your waist size may determine your cancer risk. And some Doge cuts in Trump country are making some people mad. And they're Trump voters, and they're suddenly losing their jobs. And they're like, hey, wait a minute, we didn't vote for this. This one I hope we get to. Well, two things. If you own a Tesla, you're probably on a list. And if not, you will be. It's a website called DogeQuest, and it's targeting Tesla owners. And then a list of celebrities who have fled the U.S. since Trump became president again. I got a couple of crazy on the ways that are pretty silly. We always start with one of those silly things that happened to us either on the way here or in the days leading up. Does anyone want to start?
Well, it's raining today.
Yeah.
And I'm driving in, and I'm like, okay, we don't get that much rain. Kind of nice. And I'm trying to get through traffic, and there's this truck pulling a trailer. It's like I'm trying to go around, and I'm just trying to – they're an obstacle, so I'm trying to get around them. I'm not really paying attention, but as I go to pass this, I look – oh, wait a minute. He's got four mattresses on an open-air trailer just soaking up the water.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a fool award, isn't it? I mean
– Yeah, that's
I remember bad. Quite a few years back, some of the high school kids thought it'd be funny to take a mattress, throw it in the school pool. And once a mattress gets full of water, you can't move it.
You need a crane.
You need like seven Schwarzeneggers, right? And
I will cross.
I couldn't believe it. They're just collecting water on these mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's his problem.
And they'll never be useful again. You can't dry them out either.
That's one of those do that once events.
Yeah. All right. The other day, I was driving home and I saw a Tesla. It was the one of the four doors, the sleek one, the S.
Yes.
Yeah, the one you had.
No, I had the three.
You had the three. Okay, it was that body style. And it
the S is a little longer, a little wider, a little lower.
Right.
It's the higher end three.
It's not the one with the gull wing doors. It's the other
one. That's the X.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so this person was driving, this woman driving this Tesla. On the back, she had a bumper sticker, and it said the anti-Elon Tesla Owners Club.
That's because she didn't want somebody to wreck her car.
I guess.
Like they did mine.
And I drove up beside her, and she had the requisite short haircut, and I said, yeah, okay, that's a liberal right there. And then, yeah.
Because she had short hair, she's a liberal?
That's usually what they look like. Yeah, that's the uniform.
They look like that.
Yeah.
That's like a bad kid. I want all the dad's money, and I want all the benefits from being related to him, but I don't want to spend any time with him.
And then
again, I think that's directly her trying to avoid somebody messing with her car.
It's obvious.
It's a real thing.
It's obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we get to that website, it'll. Yes.
I wonder if we can look me up, see if I'm on it.
We probably could.
Yeah.
Let's scratch all the cars with cameras on them.
Yeah. So then I'm at the gym.
The cameras don't work. You can have 27 of them, and you can't catch somebody busting your windshield.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a guy.
I'm here to testify that.
So then I'm at the gym, and you know, after you get off, you know, whatever equipment you're using, you got to wipe it down, and they got a paper towel thing, and you can spray it, and yada yada yada. So I'm waiting in line behind this old boomer that is trying to get paper towels out.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, he was older. Don't worry. And so he's tearing off the paper towels and then putting them in the trash. And then it took a few minutes for me to realize if he's not getting a clean tear straight across with an even line, he's putting those ones in the trash.
Because they're unusable.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so he's got two in his hand.
You can't use a ragged piece of
right. He's got like two sheets in his hand that are perfectly torn off, and then and then he goes like three or four in a row that don't tear properly, and he puts those in the trash. And I'm staring at him the whole time. It's like, dude, get on something. Get on a drug to treat this OCD or whatever it is you're doing right now. And then he notices I'm standing there. He looks at me. He's got this glazed over zombie look in his eyes. I thought, okay, maybe he is on something. And then finally, he gets four. He gets four perfect tears, but he went through 20 to get there.
Oh, my God.
And it was just very odd. Very, very odd.
And then did he wipe the machine down?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And then
Did he use the spray stuff?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he has to spray the paper towels with the thing.
I don't think it matters how many towels he uses. I'm not using his machine after him. I'm not catching whatever he got.
Yeah, I didn't notice what machine he was using, but yeah, it was.
Oh, that'd be the first thing I'd be noticing. I was like, all right, where's he going and how can I avoid it?
My Nigerian workout partner has to wipe everything down before, and I don't do it at all.
Like before and after? Yeah, I don't blame him. Yeah.
I don't
Are you telling me you forget to wipe?
I never wipe.
No.
Yeah. And at home I have a bidet, so nice. Shout out to the bidets.
So, yeah, those are mine. Coach, you got any?
Crazy on the way.
Well, I got one, but I don't.
I got another one, but I'm saving it for later.
It might be off color.
Okay. Ziggy, how about you? You killing any more?
I didn't say I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, then go for it.
Save it for when I'm on the run.
It's not that off color.
Oh, good.
This is about the ref.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a sad one, though.
It is kind of sad. Well, no, because I'm pretty sure he's fine. I'm going to say it. So
okay, cool.
we're at a soccer game on Friday evening, and I'd had this ref a couple times, and he's not my favorite ref. But you know what? He's an older guy. I think he's in his 70s. Coach has given him some grief about a call, and he runs over to us and he's going to give the coach a yellow card, and then he proceeds to have a stroke right in front of us.
Ooh.
Yeah, happens.
Wow.
This happened. And he said, hey. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, he starts to slur his words and he's standing there. And yeah, so it was, we got him rushed off to a medical facility. And, but it was just, was very, very strange.
Mm.
Shout out to that guy. And oh, by the way, he's in my prayers and, I hope everything works out. He probably won't ref anymore, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That can be pretty serious. Yeah.
Yeah,
we do hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Ziggy, anything from you?
Well, I just brought the room way down, didn't I?
Yeah, we'll bring it up here in a minute.
I got to sleep in. That was always awesome.
Oh, always good. Fun.
Yeah, I'm going to put on a little bit.
I'm going to need a hug after that one.
Yeah. Well, before we go to our first break, let's start with stressed out parents attending tantrum parties. This is from Vice.com. Kids often get a lot of garbage for throwing tantrums, but maybe they're onto something. Julia Stepowska, a mother herself, certainly thought so. In fact, she started an entire business dedicated to parents who want to throw their own tantrums because, let's face it, we can all use an outlet for our rage. Thus, Tantrum Party was born. Quote, the idea of the tantrum party was inspired by talking to mothers about how our children have no fear or inhibitions in expressing their raw emotions. And we wish we could do that, too. Stepowska, who is also a coach, a breath worker, and a facilitator of mothers' circles, told KidSpot. Maybe not in the middle of the supermarket, but somewhere safe where we could really feel it out.
Oh, my God. Help me.
Tantrum party is an opportunity to get out of your head and into your body so you can move heavy energy but also practice being present and connected with your internal world in a fun and supportive way.
Where's Dad? Where is Dad?
I got to rinse out my mouth. I just verbed.
So basically a group of parents gather together in a circle to quite literally release their inhibitions as well as anger, frustration, and rage.
See, this is just wokeness trying to just claw its way to stay on the scene, right? Just trying to stay relevant. This is just woke-ass bullshit. Come on.
I mean,
go play pickleball. Go play soccer. Go, right? You know, go to the gym. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get that.
Go serve at a soup kitchen.
Yeah, there you go.
Go through your closet and find some clothes that you can donate.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do rather than sitting in a kumbaya circle with a bunch of other idiots
screaming.
Pick up an instrument.
Get some blankets and go give them to homeless people.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
unhoused? Yeah, that's good. They're unhoused now. It's like, give me a break.
Oh, God.
They're bums. All right, they're homeless bums, and because they want to be.
See, now I'm going to counter that naked cruelty over there. Some are disenfranchised people that need a break, and that's okay.
If I didn't mind crapping in an alley, I'd probably take a break too.
I don't think you got the stones for it.
You're probably right, but yeah, because I like warm showers and clean clothes and stuff, but
and cold toilet seats
exactly. I really don't like hepatitis. So, but yeah, there. If you know, maybe it's a great place to meet chicks because there's a lot of women here. But it's just sit around in a circle and scream. I just don't know.
We need a dad involved.
It reminds me, honestly, it reminds me of a lot of the new age boomer stuff that was going on in the 80s.
Yeah, no, there was a ton of that.
And this is just a continuation.
Scream with therapy.
With the millennials and the Zers. Yeah.
All that stupid crap.
Oxygen bar.
What was that called?
I threw a temper tantrum in public once as a kid.
Uh-huh.
It was hilarious. Not at the time for me. But it was definitely a learning moment.
Cause
I'm in aisle 4 or whatever of some supermarket, and I'm, you know, doing my thing loud and making a scene. And when I finally stopped to see my dad's reaction, he got this little grin on his face. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Are you done?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, that was awesome. You're really good at that. Can you do that again? I mean, I'm really impressed. That was fun. I enjoyed the show." You know, like, he went like weird positive on me, like
reverse psychology.
Yeah. And I was like, "No." He's like, "Okay, well, I'm going to go to the next aisle." And he just walked over. He just walked away. It was great.
No, I did that
one
once.
One of my best lessons.
Something similar once, and my father grabbed my arm so hard and said, "You knock that off right now." And yeah, we knocked it off. So.
Yeah, no, my father had a much, much different reaction.
Yeah.
I'm a little older than you guys.
Well, you are my much older friend, Coach.
It's true. It's true. Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, back with our second segment, and let's talk about cancer. That's always fun.
Man, you guys are all really trying to bring this down.
Oh, my goodness.
Ziggy doesn't have a thing on the way. Coach wants to talk about referees having strokes, and now you're coming with this?
Well, but this is important, though. Where does this story come from?
Yeah, we covered, covered strokes. Now we're going to do cancer. Yeah. After the break, syphilis.
That's right. All right, from the Telegraph in London, as the size of a man's waistband is a better predictor of cancer risk than the traditional body mass index measurements research has found. For decades, doctors have relied on BMI scores to diagnose obesity and the subsequent increased risk of cancer. But now experts say measuring waist circumference is a more accurate way to predict cancer risk. So pass me the Ozempic, because I got to shrink mine in particular. And I'm glad they've done this.
You shrink your waist with Ozempic, you might not get cancer, but you're going to get a whole lot of other problems.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So you're saying I have to work out and exercise and watch what I eat.
I'm just saying that Ozempic thing scares me to death.
Yeah. Obesity is the second biggest avoidable risk factor for cancer in the UK after smoking, and it costs NHS about £11 billion a year. So we were talking
about this in pregame.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody talks about, you know, smoking was very, very prevalent. As an ex-smoker, I can attest to that. I was listening to one of Tucker's recent podcasts, and there's a guy, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who is the number one cancer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has sold, you know, several companies for billions each. He's like supposedly the leading guy, was involved in all the COVID stuff, and very, very worth listening to for anybody who wants to talk about that. But he says that, so smoking went away. I mean, predominantly, right? Mm-hmm. It's certainly huge magnitude of what it was to what it is now. And guess what? Cancer went up drastically
because of the clot shot.
That's one of his That's one of his big things. He said there's like four factors, and COVID and the shot are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the red dyes and this and that, and just all that stuff, it's kind of almost a perfect storm. Really worth listening to, but there's some things that he came out with, and this is just the other day, Wednesday. This came out last Wednesday, where he's let some cats out of the bag.
All right.
And it's pretty frightening. And this is, like I said, the leading guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes deep into the science of it. But, yeah, it's...
Well, that sounds like it's worth a listen.
Yeah.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Scary
mm-hmm.
stuff.
So we're all going to the gym after this, then?
Actually, I'm I'm beating the crazy Nigerian as soon as I leave here.
Okay. Well, let's go to a website here called Dogequest. Leftist Trump haters intent on attacking the president and Elon Musk's Tesla have launched DogeQuest, a website targeting the owners of Tesla EVs. The website includes the personal details of Tesla owners across the country and features a Molotov cocktail cursor icon. The clear implication is that Tesla owners will be the next target of domestic terrorism rapidly escalating across the country. DogeQuest has published a searchable map with names, addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses of Tesla owners throughout the United States. And they say that if you don't want your name on the list on this website, you have to furnish proof that you have sold your Tesla. Oh my gosh. I mean, these people claim to be against fascism and they're resisting and all that, and here they are doing a very fascist thing with this website. And threatening people and making you jump through a hoop to get your name off the list. You know, with some of the arrests that have been made and the vandalism incidents that have been going on, maybe that will taper this sort of thing off eventually once some heavy sentences start getting handed down. But in the meantime, this is ridiculous.
It's scary.
Am I the only one who's talking here? Or
I think so. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Am I on here?
Yeah, you're on.
I want my information removed. Absolutely. Just provide us with proof that you've sold your Tesla. Email takedown at DogeQuest or DogeQ.st. Something else. We only accept scanned documents in JPG and PNG formats.
Oh, wow. So they're trying to get your personal information by making you scan documents now.
Yeah. Well, the website's creators claim they utilize, quote, cutting-edge artificial intelligence algorithms to compile the information, though the specific data sources have not been disclosed.
That sounds like an amazing lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's crazy.
I might buy a Tesla just so I can file the lawsuit.
And I'm looking at this map.
Make sure I get on the list.
Have you looked at this map?
I have not.
Park it in liberal areas so that it gets vandalized.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm looking at this website, and it's got a map of the United States, and it's got three different things. It's got T for Tesla, the Tesla logo, which just shows you all the Tesla dealerships. Look at this. Elon Musk personal residence.
Oh yeah, that, I mean, if there's any person you don't want to mess with,
Cash Patel personal residence.
Can't you sue them for putting your personal information?
I'm sure they are open to all kinds of lawsuits, and it will be interesting to watch what happens here.
But I don't see a place where there's a list because I'm looking for my name.
This. Gosh, that's hilarious. Molotov cocktail cursor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. It has to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a conservative group did that to liberal...
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd already be lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Is DogeQuest a protest platform? If you're on the hunt for a Tesla to unleash your artistic flair with a spray can, just step outside. No map needed. At DogeQuest, we believe in empowering creative expressions of protest that you can execute from the comfort of your own home. Unbelievable.
Wow. Well, maybe you should file a suit, Coach. That
This is funny.
Scary.
You know... I could come up with some creative emails you can send them to get your name off of there. I can't repeat. I can't say the words on the air here, but you know, I can. I'll write you some notes.
Look at here. DogeQuest website that docs Tesla owner taken down. Because I see this map, but I'm trying to get on the website. I don't see it. And this is March 19th.
Yeah, we're.
Encouraging destruction of Teslas throughout the country is extreme. Domestic terrorism, for sure.
Yeah.
Terrible.
DogeQuest, which published a searchable map with names, addresses, and contact details of purported Tesla owners across the United States, is no longer live.
Oh.
The short-lived website, which was first reported by 404 Media, also included details about Tesla dealerships, information on employees of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or Doge.
Where are you seeing this? I just Googled it, and I can't find...
Daily Dot.
Okay.
Yeah, just see the map.
It's funny how it says it's in the past tense when we just found it in the present.
Yeah. I found this story a couple of days ago, but...
According to Newsweek, the FBI is looking into the source of the data leak and whether legal action can be pursued against the site's operators.
Okay, now here I've got another one. The site
Excellent.
Hang on. The site has resurfaced on the dark web. According to a report posted just days after the Justice Department announced three individuals were charged in federal cases for allegedly attacking Tesla properties around the country.
Oh, I got to read this. Listen to this. One Tesla owner warned, whoever owns DogeQuest will be responsible for the death of whoever tries to come to my house. I have kids. Remove my name now. First and only warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And that's what it's going to take. We got to smoke some of these guys before they get the point. Yeah.
This is the KKK reincarnated. One person rebuked. We are starting to approach the point of no return here.
Mm-hmm.
between that and the cringy line dancing.
Yeah, no, you know.
Protest.
Unbelievable.
All right, we're up on a break. Next, let's talk about the celebrities that have left the country since President Trump got reelected. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. We've got a list of celebrities that have left the country since Mr. Trump got reelected. When President Trump moved back into the White House on January 20th, it triggered a somewhat surprising migration trend among some of Hollywood's biggest stars who packed their bags and relocated abroad, according to the New York Post. Since Trump claimed victory over Democratic candidate Kamala Harris in the 2024 election, multiple A-listers have moved elsewhere. So we have Eva Longoria as the first one. Less than 2 weeks after the election took place, she said she turned her back on the U.S. and is done with dystopian America.
Yeah, but she sold her $22.88 million mansion. She had to go all the way down to $18 million.
Aww.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, they left for the UK.
She's looking more like a gopher every day.
Yeah, I know. All the jokes I could make.
Have you seen this picture?
Yeah.
Look.
Richard Gere's gone.
See ya.
He's in Spain with his wife. Whoops. There we go. Courtney Love is gone.
Oh, no.
And before you say who, she used to be married to Kurt Cobain, who killed himself. He was the lead singer of Nirvana, and then she was a singer in her own band. She says she's moved to the UK. She says, I'm finally getting my British citizenship in 6 months. And, Rosie O'Donnell's gone, but that's
that,
not...
That was the one I was hoping we'd get to.
Yeah. And then Gabriel Macht. He used to be in Suits. You guys would know this one.
Oh, well, if you use his Suits character name, I might know who he is.
Yeah.
Rosie. Oh, not a good look, Rosie.
No.
Oh, my God. It's Harvey. Harvey.
Oh, Harvey's gone.
Harvey.
We lost Harvey Specter?
Yeah, Harvey's gone.
All right. Well, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And I guess you'll be coming back here for work when you do your movies and stuff, but we'll see about that.
I mean, you know, it's funny because I've always been that guy, right? America, love it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beauty of this country.
They've decided to leave it.
Yeah, see ya. It's all good.
Some of these countries don't even want the people anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how long they get to stay.
Well, let them stomp their feet over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They can join a tantrum circle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey. They can go hunt down Teslas.
There's fewer there, but they can still do it.
I mean, good for them. You really feel like you believe it, and you backed it up with your actions.
Yeah.
See ya. I actually want more people like that.
All right, so we have another story from The Telegraph in the UK, and the reason I use the UK so much for sources is because they report stuff we don't get here in the States. But parents are asked if their newborn babies identify as transgender on a form that is required under New Jersey state law. A form distributed by several hospitals asks parents about their newborn baby's gender identity and sexual orientation. Lawmakers say the form is not required to be filled out for patients so young. However, the group which represents the hospitals distributing the form insisted it was a legal requirement. The form asks parents a number of questions, including, do you identify your baby as transgender male / trans man / female to male? Other options include gender queer or additional gender category. And if the baby is lesbian or gay, heterosexual, self-describes, or is questioning / unsure. The baby is just out of the chute, and they're asking these questions.
Yeah, how is the baby communicating that?
Exactly.
No, I love this. Let's take this to the next level.
All right.
So a baby can communicate their gender identity and their sexual preference, right? What about just before they come down the chute? Can they project their desire to live? I mean, let's take this to the abortion argument. Right? No, let's do it.
Go ahead.
I like it.
Do it.
If that's what they're saying, So there,
the idiocy is insane.
Like, it's incalculable.
The form is
pretty. The idiocy.
Dude, I'm going to become a baby whisperer.
Yeah, you need a new job.
Hold on, and let me. Oh no!
Like oh no! They
your
said
your girl
back,
is a boy.
They said you're back crap crazy, and they're actually one of the two genders, and they want to live. And oh wait, what's this? Oh, they want you to put them up for an adoption.
Because you're a psycho.
With the same set of parents.
Yeah. Or it could be, hey, get me a cigarette and a beer, you know. After what I've been through.
Yeah.
The fact that this is even, I mean, again, this is how the cartoon upside down world that we've, the fact that this is even getting any, it's in print. I mean, yeah. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah.
The form produced
what
by...
What state is
who
this?
Produced the form?
The form is produced by Inspira Health, which operates 4 hospitals and 8 health centers across New Jersey. And if you click on the article,
that
you can
are
actually...
going out of business.
Yeah, you can actually see pictures of the forms.
I'm looking at it. It's just redonkulous.
Yeah. The questions are intended to, quote, provide a safe and compassionate experience and, quote, comply with recently enacted state legislation, the form states. Republican State Senator Holly Shepesy told the Post the entire thing lacks such common sense and serves no purpose whatsoever. As a mom myself, I know you're exhausted after giving birth. You've got a crying newborn and you're trying to figure out how to feed it. To be handed that sort of form in the midst of all this has no medical value and makes no sense.
Yeah. Do we need to say that?
Yeah. However, Democrat Herbert Conway, who voted or who worked on the bill, said it was never intended to collect information about babies' sexual orientation. Now, just chew on that phrase for a minute and just...
It's bad, right?
Yeah. He says the bill was modeled after an Indiana statute and is designed to provide public health officials with the data they need to develop public health measures that effectively serve all New Jerseyans.
You know, Scott would say... Where's Dad? And what I would say...
I don't know. Dad is at the track. I don't know where he is.
What I would say for that very specific thing, where's Doge?
Where's Doge?
Yeah. Is that government waste?
Sounds like it.
Absolutely.
I mean, just printing those forms, let alone the fact that it went through somewhere and they actually passed a bill and that we paid for them to talk about it. It's just, yeah.
Now, it does say that...
We spent money on the paper they printed that on.
Yeah.
And the printer.
And the ink. And the people that had to collate.
And the salary of whoever did that.
Everybody that has a baby and somebody that has to have this whole discussion with them. Yeah. We pay for them.
Now, Inspira Health does say that patients are permitted to decline. You can say no, but they do have to provide this form because of the New Jersey law, et cetera.
Wait, I think I'm getting a message from your child. What? Oh, what they said, they're conservative. Yeah. Sorry.
So dumb.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really, nice. Really dumb. Let's talk about something else that's dumb. There is a deported Brown University professor had pictures of Hezbollah leaders on her phone. This is out of Boston. Federal authorities say they deported a Lebanese doctor holding an American visa last week after finding sympathetic photos and videos of prominent Hezbollah figures in a deleted items folder on her cell phone. So you got to be careful if you have pictures of your favorite terrorists on your phone.
Deported.
Yeah, she's out. Rasha Aliwa, she was a physician specializing in kidney transplants and a professor at Brown University. She told Customs and Border Protection agents that while visiting Lebanon last month, she attended the funeral of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and, quote, followed his teachings from a religious perspective, but not a political one. Yeah, right. Does anybody believe that?
No sense.
Yeah. No.
Nice try.
Yeah, so she's out.
Next.
But, I mean, this just goes back to, there's this the guy that they're trying to deport right now who was at one of the universities back east. And what's the one where they took over one of the buildings? You know what I'm talking about?
No, which one? There were several.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
Yeah, okay.
But this guy was the actual mediator between the institution and the protest group,
mm-hmm.
right? But he was going in and out of this lockdown building and, you know, being an intermediary and all this stuff. So he came and went and this and that. But, you know, he's got all this background. They're gonna deport him.
Mm-hmm. Right? What, was he siding with the protesters or what?
That
you're not sure. Okay,
remains to be seen. Yeah. But everything indicates that he kind of started this, and now he's like, "Well, I'm going to be the intermediary.
Oh, okay,
here's what you need to do in order, you know, blah 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 blah." And he's married an American woman, and she's pregnant, and they're going to deport him.
Oh wow!
So they're freaking out. But you know, all this stuff again. If you're here, if you have the privilege of being here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Dems want to talk about, oh, he's got a green card and this and that. Well, that's just still a license to be a guest.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
A green card is not permission to destroy the country.
Yeah. Goodbye.
No. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. You have to go.
That we would, the only thing crazier is that we would continue to allow it.
It's craziness. Yeah. No, if you're here as a guest and you want to mark up Teslas and take over buildings and all this stuff. Yeah, goodbye.
I hear they got a great penitentiary for that down in El Salvador.
They do.
Or Guantanamo.
Yeah. No. I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Out.
Guantanamo is out. It's in...
In Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah.
That's out.
But,
out.
I mean, what we'd be paying for them if we put them there, though. That's
I've heard stories.
If we send them to El Salvador, someone else is paying for it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Yeah, you know what? Everybody wants to piss and moan about America. Fine, go. Get out of here. Yeah, goodbye.
Yep. Let's go to Utah for this next one. Republican politicians face mounting anger over DOGE cuts. When staff at a tax office in Ogden, Utah, arrived at work a few weeks ago to find dozens of their colleagues had been dismissed by Elon Musk's cost-cutting task force, they swiftly appealed to their Republican congressman. They hoped that Blake Moore, whose district office is in the same building as the IRS processing center in the small city, would be alarmed by the sudden job cuts. In a country Trump won by more than 20 percentage points last November.
A county, it says.
I need new glasses. In a county, Donald Trump won by more than 20 percentage points. Although, if you ask anyone in Utah, they would probably tell you they are a separate country. They say that, they say, quote, that he's actively working to destroy our lives and the livelihood of our local economy. And so, I mean, on one hand, it's like, okay, maybe they are part of the waste. Number two, maybe they... Maybe DOGE is cutting too fast. Yeah, I mean, you can make either argument.
I disagree.
Yeah,
100%.
You think they're absolutely part of the waste and need to go?
When we're at what? How many trillion are we at now?
I stopped counting.
Is there going to be some stuff that's even temporarily stopped that maybe shouldn't be while you're doing this? Are you going to break a few eggs?
Yeah.
We have a few eggs to break.
We have a few eggs that absolutely need to be broken.
And is there going to be some that maybe shouldn't be? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some lefty was talking to me the other day. They rescinded some because they needed them back or they got pulled the trigger too fast or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with it. I'm totally good with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to do drastic things and there's going to be pain.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Right.
Literally everybody.
I don't disagree at all.
Yeah. And if you're going to put me through pain right now so that my grandchildren don't have trillions of dollars in debt, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on.
And, I mean, there's other jobs. I mean, this is not like it's a, you know.
My daddy told me a long time ago, this world does not owe you a job. This world does not owe you anything.
It's like they got a cushy government job, and now they're sad that it's gone. And it's like, oh, yeah, go get a real job and work like the rest of us. But...
There's less people at the tax office. Right, he's cutting taxes. He might be improving the economy there.
Yeah.
So are we on our last segment?
We are coming up on it. Yeah.
You asked.
I wanted to do the Chuck Schumer thing.
Okay, we got to do. All right, let's.
I'll just say he's not cutting things faster than we've been wasting things.
That's true.
That's my point. Can he go too fast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Right. His cut rate needs to be as fast as our waste rate.
He's got a long
way to go.
That's a big order, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I got a questionnaire for newborn babies that we haven't even addressed.
Yeah. That needs to stop yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a break. We'll do Chuck Schumer. It might cut into some other things.
I got my second crazy on the way for the last segment.
Okay, we'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We want to get to this Chuck Schumer bit on The View. This was a little bit ago. Basically, he's talking to Whoopi and the girls and just mocks Americans who want to keep their hard-earned income and praises the government as a barrier to them. So let's go to Chuck right now.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and we're united.
Okay.
Good.
But did you hear what he said? That was perfect. It was exactly right. Yeah, it's a barrier to everything. You're exactly right.
I don't know where the music came from, but it kind of fits.
It was the background music.
I guess.
You start dancing to that song he was trying to sing.
Yeah, that, you know, and it's just, you know, typical Democrat, though. It's like, yeah, government's your friend, and we're in charge, and how dare you want to keep what you earn?
The fact that he just said that right out loud is just incredible to me.
Well, it's actually not to me, because he's been saying that most of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Accidentally.
Yeah, and for some reason, he's not afraid of saying it out loud right now.
I mean, you know.
Well, who's listening to him anymore? I mean, his name's all over the stuff that's gone on for the last couple decades.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been around, and the condition we find ourselves in, he's been involved in leading.
Well, mm-hmm. He's doing damage control.
Yeah,
because he's one of the ones that went across the aisle and let them the whole interim budget go forward.
You got a point there, because
the Dems are mad at him.
Yeah, so now he's got to. Yeah, but still, I mean, it's.
That he let what happen?
Well, he voted for Trump's spending bill to prevent a government shutdown.
And yeah.
And Democrat.
Why? Because if there was a shutdown, then the president gets even more power, and he would have cut even more stuff.
Yeah, so but the Dems,
Democrats are upset with him for doing that.
Wanted to shut the government down just because anything that he does, they're going to go against, whether it makes sense or not. It's just insanity.
Let's get to our closing stuff here. We'll be very quick. Women behaving badly takes us to Florida. A Florida woman accused of spray painting hateful messages, including devil, on a car she thought belonged to her ex-boyfriend as part of some deranged plot to settle a debt worth less than $1,000. Evelina Fabianski, 18, tried to get back at her past love when she and her 16-year-old friend mistakenly egged and spray painted a neighbor's car.
I think you need to take mistakenly out of that sentence.
Yeah, well, the police put the story on Facebook and said, oops, wrong car. Oops.
Purposely.
And
spray painted.
So they arrested Evelina, and her 16-year-old friend was like, I'm not involved. And she got taken in too. So congratulations, Evelina Fabianski of Deltona, Florida. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Good job.
Wow.
Scott, do you have your return post-game wrap-up here?
Yeah, I do. But I have to mention that my second crazy on the way today is I became a grandfather this week, and I'm so excited about it. And so none of this stuff really feels even important to me at all. I just want to go see her, and I'm so excited for my kid and his spouse, and just I can't believe it.
You graduated, man.
I graduated. Yeah, I'm a grandpa.
Let's go.
I mean, I'm older than I was.
Well, congratulations to your son and your daughter-in-law, and it looks like a healthy baby. So it's very happy, very exciting.
Yeah, there you go.
You graduated to no-no.
Yeah. No, that's what the Italians call Grandpa. So I think that's going to be my name. It's going to be the Drake and No-No show.
No. Ziggy, you got a riff for us today?
I'd like it.
Yeah, so I got a bar installed into my roof, just so whenever I have guests, I can say, drinks around the house.
Okay. Good dad joke there.
Coach's Corner.
Brought to you by Steve Jobs. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Ooh.
Okay.
That one hits hard, yeah.
Right on.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening and staying with us. Stay curious. Don't get zucked. And, Mary, it's time to throw your hat in the air. Meow.